Thursday morning, it's the 2nd of February. Good day, friends. Ray Foley on for another day for Ian Dempsey, and we're nearly there. Light glimmering at the end of the tunnel as we're nearly upon the weekend, nearly upon the long weekend. There's nothing quite as nice, there's no sensation quite as sweet as forgetting it's a long weekend and then either remembering or being reminded. It's it's lovely, isn't it? And thank you indeed to the Today FM Gospel Choir for their performance this morning, always in fine voice. Right, we got Madonna on the way, Naughty Boy and Sam Smith, Lizzo in a few minutes, and we kick off with Flo Rida. Good morning.
Playing the music you love.
Lizzo and Good As Hell, this is Today FM playing the music you love. For Thursday morning, feeling good as hell? Are we? Still waiting for that early morning cappuccino to kick in, but let me tell you, once it does, batten down the hatches. Good morning, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And on this day, February 2nd, it's the anniversary of Philip Seymour Hoffman's death. He died this day in 2014. 9 years ago. Wow, that's... God, it only feels like a couple of years ago, isn't it? He was brilliant, though. He was in so many, like, he's got Scent of a Woman, Boogie Nights, The Big Lebowski, Magnolia, The Talented Mr. Ripley, Almost Famous. I saw him in a clip recently. Was it Twister? The film about the bad weather? I think, yeah, he was in that. And he was in, he was the guy driving the van into the rock music, and they were listening to Deep Purple. I was watching that sequence recently. That was 2014. He died. Birthdays today. We've got Shakira, 46 years old today. 1977 she was born. And it's her ex, Gerard Piqué's birthday as well today. They both share a birthday. He's 10 years younger, born in 1987. So she's 46. He's 36. I doubt they'll be sending each other happy birthday texts. She's been slagging him off in her latest music. And it's this lady's birthday today too.
I was Josh Safdie's muse when he wrote Uncut Jams.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like
Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
Right.
Julia Fox, Kanye West's ex, star of Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
Right.
Sorry, I mean Uncut Gems. Born on this day in 1990, making her 33 years old. So to Julia we say, happy birthday. Naughty Boy, this is La 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 on Today FM. And Madonna sings every single sings. Madonna hung up today. Playing the music you love. This is Radio. Hello, Radio here. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
Donna's minding us this morning.
Hi.
Ray, speaking of Philip Seymour Hoffman, I saw him in Flawless opposite Robert De Niro. And it's one of the rare times De Niro has been acted under the table. Amazing film, worthwhile. Flawless, are we familiar with Flawless?
Never.
Yes, I know it. I saw it on DVD back in the day, so we're talking late 90s, I'd say.
Amazing film, worth watching from Declan and Portlaoise. I saw him in Twister, I was saying. Do you remember he was in Twister? It's one of those things you forget about.
Yes, and I'm trying to remember who
Pullman.
The other people in it. Bill.
Paxman?
Oh, it's
Pullman.
One of those.
It's Pullman or Paxman?
Pullman.
I don't know.
Jeremy Paxman's in that movie. That's incredible.
And Connor in Brussels texted. He said, is there anything better than Ray's early morning voice first thing in the morning? Yes, is the brief answer to that. But anything. Ian.
Monday,
Ian.
He's back on no,
one
Tuesday,
word.
Tuesday.
One word, three letters, one syllable. Ian. Can nearly see the matching puffy tired eyes to match. Love the show. Hey, Connor. Crowhor Crooks, good to have you, brother. Thanks for turning on. In Brussels. Listening live in Brussels this morning. Yeah, our shout out to our international listeners. Oh. I'm in a sleep deficit this morning, I tell you. I read comics before I go to bed on my iPad and I started falling asleep. And as soon as I start falling asleep, I turn off the iPad. It was about 25 past 10 last night. I turned it off. And I went to dreamy dreamland. And then, you know, you wake up, you kind of like, you become alert in the middle of the night and just check the time and then go back asleep. And I thought, okay, I'll have a look at the time. Bedside clock. It must be about 2 o'clock in the morning, I think. It was 11. Oh, I'd slept for 35 minutes. But it's fine. I'm rocking and rolling. Rolling with the punches. The alarm goes off at 4:30. I got up right away, actually, which is unusual for me. My wife, she gets up very early as well. The whole house. Not a creature was stirring, JP. Not even a mouse. The two babies are in their beds. My wife is in her bed. Her alarm goes off. She needs to be in for six. She reads the news from Marty Whelan over on Lyric. So she's in for six. So she gets up about 5:10. Her alarm goes off at. But I need to be in here that little bit earlier. So, I don't, you know, for fear on pain of death, do not under any circumstances wake her or the babies.
Oh no.
So I got up, come down the stairs, and I realise once I'm up, didn't I forget to put on a little bit of deodorant, a little bit of tss, yeah. And I'm not, I can't go back up again. I can't run the risk of waking everybody up by thumping around the house, all 17 stone of me banging against the walls.
Do you have any household cleaning products downstairs that you could use?
Well, funny you should say that, John.
Mr. Sheen, to the rescue.
I'm in the downstairs toilet,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Rummaging around.
And within the downstairs toilet.
Right.
Is an Airwick.
Oh, good God.
Aerosol spray. It's an Airwick Pure Cotton Fresh flavour.
Oh. Right, okay. I thought maybe you were wearing Meadow Fresh.
Lily of the Valley. Yeah.
So I am Eau de Cotton Fresh this morning. In fairness, it's about the only thing that's fresh about me at this hour of the morning. Today FM. Cash machine. I didn't put it directly on either, but I put it on my clothes. But I didn't. So do I smell? Is there some cotton
I'm
fresh?
I'm not picking up anything other than cotton.
A cotton fresh. Yeah. Well, that's
you
it.
Smell like you're just out of the tumble dryer. Yeah.
I could have gone for lavender as well.
I think you made the right choice.
Okay. 31,300. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. This is Today FM. 6:29. Good morning. Ray Foley offering Dempsey, and it's Thursday, long weekend. Do you know, we must dig out Mairead's la-la-la-la-la-la long weekend.
Yeah.
Shauna, can you do us a la-la-la-la-la-la long week?
I can try.
Pass.
Not good enough.
All right, we got your A to Z track for your Thursday morning on the way. JP picked the letter this morning.
No.
We'll suss that out in a couple of moments. And weather-wise for today, mostly dry but cloudy. Showers.
Push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Thank you kindly, sir. All right then, your A to Z track, Thursday morning, 2nd of February. We spin the wheel, we get a letter. And that letter is the first word of your three options. This morning, are you ready?
Ready.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Sean, you're
I
ready?
I am so ready.
JP, you ready?
Definitely, yeah.
We spin the wheel.
Good. Good hoosh. Yeah, legal spin.
That's a legal spin. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Guys, your letter this morning on A2Z is W.
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Wake up, Boo, from the Boo Radleys.
Just like a movie.
Oh, when we were young,
it was just like a song.
This is a song that makes me cry.
My God, this reminds me when we're young. Because we are.
Or Justice.
Friends.
We are your friends.
Never be alone again.
Come on. I ask that everyone votes for Adele this morning. As soon as I ask, no one does what I ask because everyone hates me. Could I request Adele?
That is a good trio right there. That is strong options.
Very strong.
Wake up, Boo, from the Boo Radleys this morning. Sorry, that's the wrong button. Sorry.
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Adele.
It was just like a movie.
This is a perfect song. This is unbelievable.
It was just like a song.
Please vote for this. 0874-100-102.
This reminds me. When we're young.
Or Justice.
Because we are your friends.
0874-100-102. Text now. You pick the tune. Here's Amy Winehouse.
Try to make me go to rehab.
Shapeshifters, that's called Lola's theme. Today FM, playing the music you love. It is just about 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. It's Thursday, the 2nd of February. And your options this morning on your A2Z. I don't mean to sway the vote in any way, but please vote for Adele.
Wake up, it's a beautiful morning.
Wake up, Boo. It's a W.
It was just like a movie.
Come on. Come on. Just like a soul. Give me your vote and I will deliver this for you. This reminds me. Music perfection from Adele. When we're young. We are your friends from Just Eat. 0874 100 102. Your texts or your WhatsApps this morning. So they're all solid suggestions, but really, if you want to hear me cry, vote for Adele. Wesley sent us a voice note. 0874 100 102. Wesley? Hello?
Let's stick out a bit of Adele.
Whee! Thanks for your vote, sir.
Let me photograph you in this life, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized you were sad and getting old and made me reckless.
This boy can sing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so mad and getting old and makes me reckless.
Take us home. It was just like a movie.
It was just like a song when we were young.
Oh my God.
Woo! Woo indeed!
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with the all new Dazzy and Jay.
Okay, let me play the music you love based on your votes this morning. Your A to Z track. Your letter, your first letter is W. You got W for Wake Up Boo, W for When We Were Young, and W for We Are Your Friends. Over to you, JP, on the votes this morning.
Well, thanks to Wesley, Ray, we pretty much heard Adele already. That was most of the song.
No.
So,
no.
Look, I'm looking at the votes anyway, and it didn't make a difference. I think you and Wesley jinxed Adele. She polled strongly. It wasn't enough. The winner this morning.
Where did Adele come?
She was second.
Oh.
She was a very close second.
So Justice.
Justice were a long way third.
Oh.
Which means it's the Boo Radleys.
Woo!
Sing it, Wesley.
Woo, woo. Sean is delighted.
Pathetic. Woo. Woo.
Yay. Slow clap.
This is a class song.
This is a great
it
song.
It is a good song. Fair enough, yeah.
Fat Boy Slim, praise you. This is an AFM. And the music you love. Good morning, it's Thursday. Ray Foley on for Ian, and it's 2 minutes to seven. Hey, gang, it usually takes me 2 hours to properly wake up. So you lot must be up since five. 4:30, I'll have you know, Emma. 4:30. And delighted, too.
Delighted
when that alarm goes off. Is it the Class A's or the Class B's you're on? Love the show from Emma. Cheers, Emma. What's the cappuccino? Cappuccino.
Well, that's a class D.
That's
definitely a class.
It's
worst.
Pretty low down the list. Amor and Ray, up early today to get a walk in before work. Can you give a shout out to all my colleagues at FRS Recruitment doing the February Step Challenge? Have a great day, everyone. From JB in Clonmel, doing the steps at this hour of the morning.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show
with Dacia, celebrating 10 years in Ireland.
A great kickstart song for you next. Good morning, friends. Just about 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's Thursday morning. It's the 2nd of February. Let's do this.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. The delicious daily habit that's big on immune support.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Dinah. Dinah McCarthy. Good morning, madam.
Good morning, Ray.
How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you.
Cool beans. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Killarney, County Kerry.
Oh, and how are things in Killarney this morning? Is the sun up in Killarney? Yes, not bright and dark.
Not yet.
No, we're waiting. No. We're still waiting for a little glimmer. What's going on? Are you working today? What are you up to?
I'm working today in Killarney, yeah. I'm a speech and language therapist.
Oh, very good.
Right. So big shout out to all my colleagues in the Brotherhood Charity and Children's Therapy Services in Tralee.
Okay, shout out to everyone in work then today. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to?
Would it be okay to wish Bless Valley Rowing Club best of luck this weekend in the indoor rowing championships in Limerick?
No, it wouldn't.
It's a big no on that one.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm flat out. We're anti-rowing
on this show. We're impartial on this show. We can't back one club.
No. we couldn't possibly. No. We couldn't row in behind the row. Right, well, good luck to them. And is your son Dimitri, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, is he doing the leavings or the junior cert?
He's doing the junior cert next week with everyone in Killarney Community College. A bit nervous about the pre-exams.
Who's nervous now, you or him?
I think me more than him.
Yeah, the moms do the most sweating when it comes to these things. That'll be all right. So yeah. It's the Mox now, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be all right. It'll be grand. We can settle down till June. Yeah, we can relax. Well, I got to say, your song selection is peachy. Perfect and peachy for a Thursday. I'll hand over to you. I've got a shower radio for you. Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show shower radio. And I'll let you introduce the song in your own time, madam.
Thanks a million, Ray. And thanks to Safi and Henry for helping me to choose this song. It's Kickstart the Nation with U2 Elevation. Hit that button, Ray. Oh,
do you know what?
Brilliant.
Do you know what? You should be on here for the whole morning. Cheers, Tyne. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. Take care.
U2 and Elevation on Today FM. Play the music you love. Beautiful. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Today FM playing the music you love. The rock music you love. You love rock. You love U2. You love back-to-back rock tunes. In that case, might be worth checking out Today FM Rocks. It's our new stream on the app. Download the Today FM app. Sweep to Today FM Rocks. Or you can listen to it on the radio. Do you remember radio?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember FM radio? On 100-102 FM. Tonight from 10 o'clock, Ed Smith is on with Today FM Rocks. Vinny and Ross Gray text, he said, see Bono going on about moles in Elevation. Yeah, a mole digging in a hole.
Right.
He says, we don't have moles in Ireland. It was probably a badger digging a hole.
It'll
be a very different song. A very different song. Vinny, thank you indeed for that contribution, though. And it's a head-scratcher,
isn't
it?
It's a thinker, isn't it?
Certainly makes you think. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Give me some texts on the broadcast this morning. Right, let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers. 2nd of January, the Irish Times this morning. This same photograph, actually, is on a number of the front pages. Bridget's Day, call for action on violence against women. Lisa Marie Johnson holds a traditional cross made from rushes at a St. Bridget's Day rally outside Leinster House, calling on the government to take action in addressing violence against women in Ireland. The Celtic goddess and Christian saint, Bridget, is associated with healing. And of course, St. Bridget's Day was yesterday, an appropriate time to be making those protests. The Irish Examiner has the same photograph. The Examiner also has 12 patient safety events in EDs. The HSE investigating 12 major patient safety incidents in accident and emergency departments over the course of the winter. Taoiseach has signalled support for decriminalisation of drugs. Micheál Martin has signalled support for decriminalisation of drugs, saying he backs calls from his own TDs for a health-led approach. We've been talking about this 4 years, and it seems that we might be taking a bit more of a liberal view with regard to that. Nazi sign at rally against migrants. There were tense scenes last night as anti-asylum seeker protesters blocking a road in Finglas in Dublin hurled abuse at a man trying to bring his wife to hospital for kidney dialysis, and Cork retail boost as Mango returns to St. Patrick Street. Mango coming back to the city centre in Cork. The Irish Times has ambulance response times risk patients' lives, according to a report. And the Irish Independent row erupts as ESB drags heels over €50 refund to households. We were just reading about this yesterday. A little bit of a mini windfall of €50 for households. But now they're saying it's going to take some time in getting it. Households overcharged on their ESB bills will not be repaid anytime soon, as they look to avoid using its own money for refunds. Ah, brilliant. The Irish Daily Mirror this morning has We're at Breaking Point. This is the price of booze again. Publicans warned they can't afford to take any more financial hits after price increases for Guinness came into effect yesterday. And, of course, a number of pubs and publicans up and down the country are trying to keep prices of the pint low to get people in the door. But, of course, they'll be taking that hit themselves financially. Lessons in love as well on the Irish Daily Mirror. Valentine's just around the corner. Boys, you're on alert, okay? They're staring down the barrel of having nothing done. We're giving you fair warning now. You've got 12 days. And the Irish Sun, footy charter leaked. Block on dodgy owners like Rom. Dodgy owners will be blocked from getting a hold of UK footy teams under a huge cleanup. You're a dodgy owner, aren't you, JP?
Excuse me?
You're a dodgy character. And the Irish Daily Star, McGuigan give Katie Croker for free. This is the big story in sport. That Croke Park will cost too much to stage a fight for Katie Taylor. When were they hoping to do that? During the summer, perhaps?
Presumably,
most likely, yeah, with a bit of good weather. So they're saying now the O2 or the 3, what's the the Point Depot.
The three arena.
Whatever you have in yourself in place of that instead. Meghan Trainor, this is Made You Look on Today FM.
I could have my Gucci.
That's Meghan Trainor, Made You Look, Today FM, playing the music you love for Thursday. It's 17 minutes past 7. And your gift grub this morning, well, yesterday morning's gift grub was Rod Stewart. He made the headlines last week, Rod, ringing into Sky News. He was giving out about the NHS and the British government, and he was even offering to pay for people's scans. Huge reaction on social media, saying that Rod Stewart's such a legend. What an amazing guy. Saint Rod Stewart. But then, of course, as is inevitable, loads of Irish musicians jumping on the bandwagon on this side of the water. And they were calling into the radio programmes.
Good afternoon. The headlines. The Central Statistics Office today says traffic levels are to reach epidemic proportions around Ireland over the next few months, with many suggesting gridlock congestion is in danger of bringing the economy to its knees. The Minister for the Environment... Sorry, a call on line two, but we don't do... Right, hello?
Dubbo, it's Bono.
Bono, right, what's up?
I'm just listening to you on the news. The traffic out here is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, well, I've just been saying that, Bono.
Eamon Ryan really needs to get his finger out.
Well, for our listeners, where are you now, Bono?
I'm just outside the Red Cow. Mm. Haven't moved in 40 minutes, and this Maserati is a guzzler.
Bono, do you have a message for Minister Ryan in the Department of the Environment?
You've got to get yourself together. You know I'm stuck in Clondalkin, and I can't get out of it.
And we'll have more from Bono later, but now this. Good afternoon. The headlines with the BBC. 3 years on from Brexit, an omni-shambles, it is declared, so say 90% of the 52% who voted Leave in 2016. Boris Johnson turns up in Ukraine again, just as he's accused of another financial scandal in the UK. And British actor Paul Mescal has been nominated for an Academy Award for his role in After Sun. But first, it's exactly 3 years since Britain officially left the European Union. Sorry? A call, we don't do... Hello?
Yeah, how are you? Could you stop calling Irish lads British there, will you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Christy.
Well, Christy, this is the BBC News.
Shut your cake hole for a second, will you?
Right.
Now, Paul Mescal is Irish, do you get that?
Right, Christy.
What is he?
He's Irish, I understand.
Yeah, now even better, he's from Maynooth.
Sorry, where?
Maynooth.
Right.
It rhymes with Beirut.
Okay.
It's in Kildare, the Lilywhites.
Very good, Christy. Thank you for that. Now, can we...
And another thing. Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson,
right.
Rachel Blackmore, Saoirse Ronan, Katie Taylor, Daniel Day-Lewis, Sharon Horgan, Killian Murphy, Chris O'Dowd, Michael Fassbender...
Okay, Christy, we get the message. Thank you very much.
Look it, if you really want to appropriate somebody, you can have Conor McGregor and Enoch feckin' Burke. Good luck.
Right, and what else in the 5 at 5, Ben Finnegan?
And finally, Matt, a man in County Kerry has set up a GoFundMe page for his pet cat.
Aww.
Bubbles the cat lost two of his legs chasing a mouse down a drain, and his owner wants to buy him two prosthetic legs at a cost of €20,000 to get him running again. Anyone interested can donate to GoFundMe.com/ Let's Get Bubbles Running.
Right, Charlie. Who? Ronan Keith. Hello?
Fair play, Matt. The veterinarians in this country are absolutely out of control. I have a pet hamster at home called Louie. He broke his ankle.
Sorry, hamsters have ankles?
He was on a trolley in A&R for over 8 hours, Matt.
Sorry, a hamster on a trolley?
By the way, Matt, fair play. I'm willing to personally pay for that cat's pathetic limb.
Prosthetic?
It is, Matt. The health system in this country is absolutely prosthetic.
Oh, good luck.
Gift grub.
More at 8:10.
Rihanna, only girl in the world on Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning, 29 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Ray Foley on for Ian. Good day, welcome to Thursday. So Sharon texted about 10, 15 minutes ago. She said, morning, Ray, I'm just making my coffee and I can do with a dance around the kitchen like all cool mama. Stick on a bop for me from Sharon. And then I played, just played Rihanna, Only Girl in the World. She texted, that'll do, pig, that'll do. Sharon, you're welcome, but there's no need for the name calling.
Today FM's travel update with itsforwomen.ie. Big savings for the whole family.
That's Jess Glynn and Hold My Hand. Today FM, we play the music you love. Good morning, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. 7:37 is the time. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
And Sean is in with us as well.
Hello.
Hello. Lads, that gift grub had me laughing so much. Love the show. Hey, from Stephen. Stephen's in Malta.
Oh, lovely.
Imagine waking up in Malta this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Stephen, get out. And Ray and JP, I love the energy this time of the morning. I love the show. Hey, from Peter in Wexford. What energy?
Maybe he's talking about his gas or electric.
Guys,
is that what he's talking about?
I love this negativity at 7:30. It's just. Have we got Catherine this morning?
Yeah, yeah.
Give it up for Catherine, everybody.
Hi, Catherine.
Joining us live on the radio. Hello, Catherine.
Good morning, Ray. How are you all?
Good morning, madam. We're medium to rough. We're medium well done.
Same as me. You wouldn't want to see me now.
Where are you?
I'm in. Relaxing on the couch. Mm. Waiting to win the 1,000. What if I go on? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's a taking part that counts.
Exactly. And listening to you.
All right. What was Catherine? do you want to give any shout outs this morning? Anyone you'd like to say hello to on the radio?
To my wonderful partner, Fran Cox.
Fran.
Hello, Fran.
Hi, Fran. Where is Fran?
He's in Roscommon Town.
All right. Okay. So he's not with you at the moment.
No, not at the moment.
You're solo on the couch. We're just wondering if you had any backup this morning. So are you on your own this morning?
I have a friend here, so hopefully.
Oh, a friend. Fran, look out, she's got
right.
a friend.
All right.
Who's the friend?
Is that couch a fold-away bed? What's going on?
Steady. Who's the friend?
Sean.
Hi to Sean, then. Shout out to Sean. A Seany shout out. We've got 1,000 euro for you. I've got me topic here. I've got the 5 items on it. Match the 5. You win 1,000 euro. You right, madam?
Right, yep.
You ready? Right, let's do this thing.
Thank you.
Without further ado, with a grand on the line for Thursday.
Today's waffle topic is...
The Six Nations, Catherine. The Six Nations.
Six Nations.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, it's a sport. What is the sport?
Ireland, Scotland, rugby.
Yeah, well done. He's the coach of the Irish rugby squad.
Coach of the
Come on, Catherine. Come on, Sean.
Oh, I can think.
Come on, guys. keep naming the countries. A pizza. Think pizza, pasta. Italy.
Italy.
He said it. Oh, lads.
I tell you what, if Fran had been there, that would have been the game changer.
That was a very stressful. That was a very stressful 30 seconds.
Yeah. I know, it was just crack. Oh, by the way,
what?
Can I say something?
What?
I love you and I love your show.
Hey!
And you all there, guys.
Yeah, cheers, darling. Let's go through them very briefly. You've got rugby.
Yeah.
You got Italy. I was giving you the clue for Andy Farrell, which you didn't get. Triple Crown and Grand Slam we're also going for.
Two out of five.
Come here, I've got a goodie bag for you. We'll throw the water bottle in there as well. I know you want one of them. And we look after you. Make
thank
sure you
so
get
something
nice. Listen, Catherine, thanks so much for taking the call. You're
a
wonderful
sport. Have a lovely morning.
Cheers, darling. You too. It's 12 minutes to 8 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. Shauna Showbiz.
Yeah. Hello.
Shauna Showbiz.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Come here, you go to the Grammys.
I am actually,
you're
as
going.
It happens. Yeah, I'm flying
I've,
out. On...
I've got a ticket. I've got one ticket.
Okay.
So
are you coming too?
You've got your own ticket.
I do.
You?
Yeah, I'm sorting myself out.
Why don't we phone ahead and we try and get the seats together?
That could be handy. Yeah.
Bridge, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, what's happening with the Grammys?
So they're on this weekend. They're on Sunday, and obviously we're excited to see who wins and all that crack.
Mm.
But what I really want to know is about the amazing goodie bags that they get,
yeah.
Because the presenters, the performers, and the nominees. Are all invited. So, goodie bags aside,
right.
They're all invited into this thing called the Gift Lounge, which is open 3 days before the event. It's like a wonderland, an Aladdin's cave of gifts, and you pick what you want.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so there's There's luxury baby strollers. I suppose it's where you're at in your life, what you want. There's kind of something for everyone. Strollers, there's cosmetic procedures, there's...
I'd love a stroller and a cosmetic procedure. Yeah.
Yeah, there's robot dogs. Oh, I don't know.
I'd love a robot dog and a cosmetic procedure and a stroller.
So aside from the Wonderland, they also then get a goodie bag, which is filled with, again, cosmetic procedures. There's $10,000 of rejuvenation business and fancy restaurant vouchers. Yeah.
Lovely.
So I just think it's an absolute.
How much is it all worth? Is it worth
about
it?
10 grand.
Cool.
I didn't calculate.
No follow ups.
Is there a Pamela Joyce water bottle in there? Because that's what I'm going.
I didn't calculate.
Can you get a cosmetic procedure, a robot
to
dog,
and
Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show radio?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure. It's priceless, is what I would say. Priceless.
And come here, is Beyonce going?
She's going, but she's not coming. So
she's not coming, but she's going.
Yeah, so she made the huge announcement yesterday. She's hitting the road, going on a world tour. Her first in 7 years. Unfortunately, no Irish dates. I scrolled. I was hoping nothing there.
Yeah, everyone's in the same. All the Beyonce fans are raging that she's not coming to Ireland. She's going to do England, is she, or London?
She is. She's doing all over the place, all over Europe. Loads of UK dates. Sunderland, Newcastle, all this crack. No Dublin, no Cork, nothing.
Wait.
Yes.
Calculations.
Yeah.
When are date-wise, when are the UK dates the nearest to us?
So we've got May and June, right?
Okay.
So obviously, I'm trying to be positive here. I'm going, we still have options.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the option of Electric Picnic. I know it's later in the summer.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Could be a stretch
for her. She's the headliner. Yeah. We've also got Croke Park, lads. Nothing has been announced for Croke Park yet.
I tell you what. We're saying no to Katie Taylor in Croke Park. Beyonce's going to get a punch. Katie Taylor is going to be thrown boxes around the place.
Yeah.
If Beyonce gets in ahead of
her.
It would be amazing, though.
It would.
And that could potentially be during the summer.
Yes.
So we'll just watch this space. She just hasn't done it yet. All right, we'll watch this space. And if anyone's in the market for a cosmetic procedure or a restaurant voucher, check out the Grammys this weekend.
Yeah.
Good luck. Bruno Mars on Today FM. Olivia Rodrigo, and Good For You. For you, I guess you moved on really easily. Today FM, we play the music you love. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Good morning, Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. And in your gift grub this morning, well, it's Eurovision fever. I got a fever, and it can only be cured by Eurovision. We're picking our song on the Ireland's song in this year's Eurovision will be chosen tomorrow night on the Late Late Show from a short list of 6 songs. And given we haven't won it since 1996, why have we done so badly in the competition? Well, Miriam O'Callaghan investigates.
Good evening and welcome to Primetime. Well, look, it's been 25 years since Ireland last won the Eurovision, and this week we choose yet another entrant. But what's gone wrong for Ireland at the Eurovision? Joining me is one of Eurovision's biggest fans, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Leo?
Hi, Miriam, how are you?
Taoiseach, we really have lost it when it comes to the Eurovision, haven't we?
Miriam, we need to find a solution to this problem, and this government is committed not only to Europe, but also to Eurovision.
What has gone wrong for Ireland at Eurovision, Leo?
Well, Miriam, I think we have to go back to when we were great and what made us great in the first place.
And what's that?
I remember 92, Linda Martin all dressed in blue, and we sang Why Me.
Oh, I remember, I sang that as well.
Along the avenue.
Oh, great memories.
Johnny Logan 1 and Dana 2.
That's right.
Charlie and Paul sang Blue Suede Shoes, but we never knew what life held in store. We thought that we would win the Eurovision forevermore.
Oh my God.
Big mistake.
Yeah, you could say that again.
We were the rock and roll kids when Eurovision was all we did. Listening to Marty Whelan on the TV show.
Oh, I love Marty the Moustache.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Okay, well look, Leo Varadkar, what has gone wrong for Ireland in the past?
Miriam. Now,
Dustin the turkey, even he'll admit that he kind of made a balls of it. It was never really,
no,
yeah, gonna be a hit. Then we had Jedward, yeah, they were nice, but did we really have to send them twice? Hard to understand.
Yeah.
We sent Dervish then.
Oh my God, I remember that.
How I wish we could find those Eurovision wins again.
Why don't you enter, Leo?
We were the rock and roll kids when Eurovision was all we did. Listening to Marty Whelan on the TV show.
You know Marty and the Baileys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No way. All the time.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Oh, finish me off, Leo.
We'd sing the songs they'd get behind. You know we won it 7 times. Now we never win the Eurovision.
Oh, can I join in for this last bit?
Yeah, we never win the Eurovision anymore.
Oh, God. Well, maybe this time.
Superman lovers and Starlight Today FM, playing the music you love. Good morning. It's a 8:15, Thursday, 2nd of February. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean is there as well.
Hello.
On for Ian this morning. And so much love for Gift Grub this morning. 0874 100 102. With Leo Varadkar singing his version of We Were the Rock and Roll Kids. Dex says we'd win with that song. And maybe we'd win if we sent in that song to Eurovision from Lindsay. Well, I'd say keep an eye on the Late Show tomorrow night as we try and choose it. Steph's over there. Steph?
Hi, Ray. Hiya. Love the show.
Hey.
You should send Leo Varadkar with that song to the Eurovision. Have a good day.
Hey. Dude, darling. Yeah, maybe Leo will make it. Or maybe Mario as Leo on the Late Late tomorrow night. And I'm going to be singing Leo's Eurovision song for the day from Sarah and Tip. Love it. All right, then. What have I got for you? This is Ryan Reynolds, hilariously struggling to pronounce Irish name as Wrexham. I tell you what, trying to pronounce the word Owen is wrecking him this morning. Ryan Reynolds, as you know, owns Wrexham Football Club. They've signed Owen O'Connell,
right,
former Cork City player. And it was a video that Ryan Reynolds and his co-owner and star of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rob McElhenney, and they're discussing the pronunciation of Owen. Now, see, Owen spells it E-O-G-H-A-N.
Uh-oh.
Like our pal Owen. So a little bit of a struggle. Have a listen. This is Ryan Reynolds trying to say Owen.
Owen?
Owen. Owen.
Owen.
Owen.
Oh.
Yeah?
Ogan.
Owen.
It's Ogan.
Owen.
Ergen.
Ergen, Gergen, Flergen.
Today FM's cash machine pays out.
Koch Perry on Today FM, 29 minutes past 8 o'clock. We play the music you love. Ray, try having kids called Owen and Rory. This, of course, is the mispronunciation by Ryan Reynolds of Owen, of the name Owen, the latest signing by Wrexham FC. Is it Owen O'Connell or Owen O'Donnell?
Oh, O'Connell, I think.
Ewan?
Ewan. Owen.
Ogan.
Owen.
It's Ogan.
Owen.
Ergen.
Owen. Yeah, I don't think it goes Ogan. Try having kids called Owen and Rory. They've been pronounced E-O-N and R-U-A-R-E. Only in Ireland could there be such controversy from Carol. Carol, it's your own fault.
DFM's travel update with
Pro Williams and Happy. This is Today FM playing the music you love at 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday. Ray Foley, Offreen Dempsey. That's me. Ray, there's JP.
Morning.
There's Shauna.
Hiya.
We're all clapping along if happiness is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
You want to raise a roof? Clap along. So names, confusion with regard to names, and particularly the name Owen, E-O-G-H-A-N. Ryan Reynolds mispronouncing Owen on the internet yesterday.
Owen?
Owen.
Owen.
E-O-G-H-A-N.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. And of course, there's plenty of Irish people that can sympathise. Text this morning, 0874 100102. Deirdre said, I thought the name JP would be easy too, but then I thought of the Spanish-speaking countries. That's pretty much half of the world. Mm. JP in half of the world would be JP.
Well, it's actually JP.
Oh.
JP!
And the Spanish think it's hilarious. The notion of somebody having a name that's initials, hilarious. Can't get their heads around it.
Have you had Spanish friends?
I have.
Right. Ah. What do they call you?
JP.
JP. JP. Ooh, this JP is the one JP. JP. It's yours, Deirdre. What else have I got for you? Lads, my two daughters have the top two hardest to pronounce words in the UK. Saoirse and Aoife. Although I think Saoirse Ronan has done quite a lot for Saoirses around the world. That's from Shane. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Shaney. And Frank texted, how about my very good friend Dervla? And it's spelt D-E-A-R-B-H-A-I-L-E. Frank, I think you win. I've got on the website YouTube. Are you familiar with YouTube?
I've heard of it, yeah.
And you know the way you can search for pronunciations, for the correct pronunciation for various difficult to pronounce words?
Okay.
Type it in on YouTube. And I found this one from a guy called Julian Miquel, right? Mm. And I typed in how to pronounce Dervla, and it's that spelling, D-E-A-R-B-H-A-I-L-E. Here he is.
We are looking at how to pronounce these. Irish name, Irish girl's name. We'll be looking at how to say more confusing names from Ireland as well. So stay tuned to the channel to learn more. Vera Bale. Vera Bale.
What? Julian, man.
Said with such confidence.
The music in the background.
Vera Bale.
To learn more. Vera Bale. Vera Bale. Bale is how you pronounce it.
No, Julian, it ain't. Supergrass at Today FM. Supergrass is all right. Rocking out on Today FM Rocks. Swipe over on the Today FM app. You can listen to back-to-back rock tunes. And turn on Ed Smith tonight from 10 o'clock with Today FM Rocks. Hello there. Ray Foley's my name. It's 8:42. I'm on for Ian. This you're loving being on The Breakfast Show. Because at, I don't know, what is it, 3 minutes to 9 o'clock? I'm throwing on my jacket and running out the door. I'm home in the bed by 20 to 10. It's ridiculous.
The bed's probably still warm from earlier this morning when you left it.
It is, yeah.
Skid marks as you shoom, out the door.
Careful now. How many coffees have you had, right?
No, I leave the boxers on. I'm just taking the mickey at this stage. Yeah. But you should have... The things I saw in the drive... You're right.
She's gone.
Shall you okay, love?
Yeah.
They're dark, though, anyway.
Yeah. Can we get some Daz to Studio One, please?
Thanks.
Who's at the front door? Marty Whelan. Ding dong.
Ray, you failed the challenge.
Sorry.
So things I saw on the drive home at about 9:15 yesterday. You ready?
Yeah.
It was like I was in a Where's Wally. Seriously. The things I saw. I saw a man on an electric scooter. You know those little electric scooters?
Oh, yeah.
With four brand new metal mop buckets. Oh, no joke.
Where was he hanging them from?
Two on each handlebar. Oh, two of them, brand new, and they still had the wrapping on them. They're like they're plastic.
There's so many questions.
I know.
There. What?
I was the same.
Why?
I was like, there's a sight you don't see every day. I also saw a man on a bike getting ticketed by a guard on a motorbike. I've never seen a cyclist. A pedal bike. Mm. I've never seen a cyclist getting ticketed. I don't know, maybe he broke a red light or something. But I thought to myself, geez, the next time I'm on a bike, I better be careful. Because he was getting ticketed. I've never seen that. And I saw...
Oh, you were on a hat trick. Okay, the third one, all right.
I saw a man... I'm guessing he was a student. He was like early 20s. It was 9:15 in the morning with a 4-pack of toilet roll.
No, 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 no. No. Now you've just said that to annoy me, Ray. You've said that to annoy me.
It wasn't in a bag. He didn't have anything else. He didn't have a loaf and a pint of milk or anything. All he had was the 4-pack of toilet roll.
No.
What's your issue?
Hello? The cost per unit of a 4-pack of toilet roll.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
I thought you were complaining about lack of preparation. Because walking down the street, it's like everyone knows what's going on there, dude.
The
Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Dathia.
Right, myself and Beyonce, Today FM, playing the music you love. 8 minutes to 9 o'clock, it's Ray Foley off Ian Dempsey. JP's been doing the calculations and he reckons that Beyonce will be announced in Ireland at some stage. Are you looking late May?
I think there's a chance, yeah. The dates, they sort of line up.
And is that why the Katie Taylor thing can't go ahead?
Potentially that will wind up in
a crash. That could be something we're looking at. I said I saw a man with 4 mop buckets on an e-scooter in Dublin City yesterday morning. Peter's over there.
Morning, Ray.
Morning, Peter.
Are you sure that lad on the scooter with the 4 buckets wasn't actually on a mop head? Get it? Mop?
Lose my number.
Today FM's
George Ezra in Paradise. Today FM, playing the music you love. Love heading your way. And that's our show. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, yeah. I'm afraid, yeah. It's so much planned. We didn't get to do Katie Taylor Swift. Where Katie Taylor tells us she's going to serenade the crowd before her fight at the 3 Arena with a Taylor Swift medley. We didn't get to do Kuwaiti Taylor. Where we talked to Kuwait's number one female boxer. Her name? Kuwaiti Taylor.
Of course it is.
We didn't get to do Katie Taylor, where Katie Taylor tells us that her life has really changed since she put a toe hitch on the Mondeo. The trailer is so handy for heavy loads, apparently.
Very handy, yeah.
Very convenient. Dave's on the way next. Have a lovely day.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.